Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Hollywood royalty on the showcast.
Wow.
Antonio Banderas is with us.
I feel privileged right now.
Now, we're here to talk about the new movie, which is SpongeBob.
Yeah.
How did you get into SpongeBob? How did that happen?
Well, in the most traditional way. They called me and they said to me, come to Paramount Pictures. And I had an interview with the live action director, Michael Mitchell. And they just proposed me to play the pirate. I didn't know at the time that the beard was going to be so uncomfortable. But I accepted, and that's the way.
Yeah, because I read somewhere that it takes you ages to get that beard off and you sit away picking it at night because it's all stuck to your face.
Oh, you have no idea. You know, when you get on a chair at 6 o'clock in the morning and they start just gluing you into the hair, and then they put a wig on you that weighs, I don't know, 6 kilograms, and you have to stay with that for the whole entire day. You cannot eat because every time that you open your mouth, you know, the moustache gets detached. And so you're just with juices and a straw for 12 hours. And then you take the beard off and you spend like an hour trying to take the makeup off and the glue. And it doesn't come out. So you go to the hotel and you shave, literally, you shave the glue off your face. So it was quite something. It's like a bear attacked you in the morning and stay there for the whole day.
And you play Pirate Burger Beard.
That's correct.
Is he SpongeBob's enemy?
Yeah, but he's a kind of a multi-character, to tell you the truth, because, I mean, he's the villain, and the villain is a pirate and brave and mean eventually. And then he becomes, in the middle of the story, he becomes a cook.
Do you have any idea what the show is about, what SpongeBob is about? Because I watch it with my kids all the time, Antonio, and I have no idea what's going on.
Absolutely not.
Can I ask you, do you get to, because I've noticed in a lot of your movies, you get to wear a cape. Do you get to wear a cape in this one?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a great cape wearer.
What advice, as a great cape wearer, could you give Madonna?
Oh, don't let anybody step on your cape, Madonna, because accidents may happen.
Did you watch that moment at the Brits?
Yes, I saw it. But you know, what is interesting about the moment is how fast she recovers. I think she shows, you know, a lot of courage at that particular moment. No complaints. She said later on that she was in great shape and that saved her. That's a professional, my friend.
Antonio, I know you used to be married to Melanie Griffith, so I take it Dakota was like a stepdaughter to you.
Right.
Melanie said that she's never watched 50 Shades of Grey. Have you watched it yet?
No, no. And I am not intended to, you know, I mean, Dakota came to my life when she was 4. It would be a little bit weird for me to see the movie. But I don't have anything against that. I mean, I have done movies very intense in those terms when I was younger. I think actually she came out of the whole entire experience of the 50 Shades as a winner. But I know that she got other side to her acting that is very interesting. She's an amazing comedy actress. She's very funny. She did a show actually with a British actor, actress Lucy Punch, a couple of years ago called Ben and Kate. And she was fabulous comedian. Dakota is one of those people that neither her father Don or Melanie or myself need to promote. She's going to have a fantastic career. I know.
What's your next big project, Antonio? What are you working on next? Because I know you work movies well in advance.
Picasso. The story of how Picasso painted the Guernica. That's going to be probably my next project. And Gwyneth Paltrow probably is going to play Dora Maar, one of Picasso's women.
It's been an absolute honour to speak to you. Before you go, we ask all the guests that come on who aren't from Scotland if they can do a Scottish accent.
It's going to be very difficult for me, sir. I don't know.
That was very Sean Connery there.
No idea how to do a Scottish accent.
Right, you've not got the gig in the new Highlander movie, I'm afraid to tell you.
And I am doing a kind of a hybrid thing over here while I'm talking to you.
Which is
probably from another planet.
It's
an English
do.
From Mars.
Listen, SpongeBob 3D is out in cinemas this weekend. Go and check it out. Take the kids along. Antonio Banderas, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.